This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following uproar by opposition over rising LPG prices and other issues. The opposition members demanded a discussion on the reported shortage of LPG amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. When the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., the House took up question hour. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw replied to a question on digital access and implementation of Kavach projects amid sloganeering by the opposition members. Mr. Vaishnaw also said that internet service in India is most affordable in the world. He said the internet tariffs in the country are nearly 25 times lower than the global average of $2.59 per GB. India has dispatched humanitarian assistance to support the ongoing relief efforts in Madagascar. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, informed that an Indian Air Force C-17 aircraft carrying 12 tons of medical aid and 18 tons of disaster relief material landed in Antananarivo. The consignment includes life-saving medicines, surgical supplies, tents, water storage tanks, dignity kits, and ready-to-eat meals providing critical support to the affected communities. Minister of State for External Affairs Keerthi Vardhan Singh met President-elect of Chile, José Antonio Castrist, ahead of Chile's presidential inauguration ceremony. In a social media post, the minister informed that he reaffirmed India's commitment to working closely with the new government of Chile to deepen its bilateral relations across trade, investment, critical minerals, clean energy and innovation. Mr. Singh also conveyed greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and said that India looks forward to a new chapter in India-Chile relations. Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, has arrested a 24-year-old Navy personnel for allegedly spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency, Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI. In a press statement, the ATS said that it had received intelligence inputs that an individual was in contact with the Pakistan-based ISI agent and was passing on sensitive information related to them. The suspect was identified as Adarsh Kumar, alias Lucky, a resident of Agra, who was posted as a Lance Nayak with the Southern Naval Command in Kochi, Kerala. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has invited public comments on a proposal to amend Para G of Schedule F under the Drugs Rules 1945 relating to testing of blood products. The Ministry said the amendment aims to align India's regulatory framework with internationally accepted pharmacopoeial standards. It also said that as per the Indian, British, United States and European pharmacopoeial, pooled human plasma is mandatorily tested for hepatitis B surface antigen, hepatitis C virus RNA and H4 antibodies before fractionation. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 1% lower in forenoon trade today. The Sensex slipped over 900 points to 77,300, while the Nifty fell by 250 points to 24,013 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, auto, banking and financial services stocks dragged the market the most, while pharma, media and metal stocks moved against the trend. In the AFIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.